CliffCentral.com. Let's turn our attention to Dr. Hanan for this morning because I don't want to waste a single second of his time. And I was talking to two friends of mine over the weekend who love listening to you on a Monday. It's the only by appointment listening that they do because they say the rest of the time they'll just listen when it suits them. But this they like to hear live. So there are two Gareth Cliff Show team members who have a bit of a clash at the moment. That's why I brought Simpiwe on briefly. They keep arguing in the office. So this is something, Hanan, that I think a lot of people have to deal with in offices all over the country and all over the world. It's not like they have a major personality clash, but they certainly argue about a lot of things. I mean, I've heard them, these two. And I'm interested in how you resolve these things. Conflict resolution is what we said we wanted from people last week. So let's just start off with Simpiwe and Mbulelo. So Mbulelo says Simpiwe is always late for work. Even though she gets there 5 minutes before the show starts, he believes she should be there half an hour before. Now, that's just one of the arguments that they have. So would you mediate between these two and just try and figure out what the hell's going on here? Because it's easier to get you to do it than have an HR situation at Cliff Central. So, Dr. Hanan, do your thing with these two.
All right. It will be my honor and privilege to get to the bottom of this one. So maybe let's start with a little bit of a more context. So, right. Simpiwe, can I start with you? What's the issue? What's the problem? Now present your case. We don't have a lot of time, so present, get to the point, and allow me to make a decision for you.
Okay. All right. So the issue at hand is that Mbulelo thinks I arrive late when I arrive 5 minutes before 6 o'clock. So I arrive here at 5:26, just before the show starts. And according to him, people should be arriving 30 minutes before or an hour before for work. It shows that I could, for him, according to him, it means I can trust you with like a particular big deal one day and that you have all your things sorted out. And for me, I'm like, no, I get to work on time and I make sure things are done and it's all about output. If I have a deadline for 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock and it gets done, it doesn't matter what time I arrive, honestly. It should not concern you. But we clash on that and he just thinks that I don't have good time management skill because I don't get to work 30 minutes before.
Okay, so before we get to Mbulelo Simpiwe, why do you care?
Well, we work together and I think it's really good to kind of, Mbulelo and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but I think it's good to just have like a sense of, okay, you're here, I respect you, you respect me, and let's share our opinions. But the fact that he thinks I arrive late for work, I'm just touched. I'm just like, no, Sway. No.
Simpiwe, how long have you known Mbulelo for?
Oh, 9 months. Yeah, it's been, I think, 9 months. Yes.
9 months. And what do you think of him as a person?
He's the opposite of me. So I would say that I'm hot, he's cold. You know, I'm kind-hearted, he's cold-hearted. That's how I describe him. Like, we are polar opposites. And I'm always intrigued by some of the things that he says and does. And I'm like, who hurt you? Like, who hurt you? Who did that to you? Because that's just not how to live life.
And do you think by any chance, do you think he has a point, any point? Does he have a 1% point? Does he have a 2% good reasoning, 5% or 0%?
What with the time thing, I don't get it, especially with us having to be, you know, here at 6 o'clock. I'm like, no, I'm here on time. And I just feel like, you know, people arriving 5 minutes before an agreed time is being on time. And you can't tell someone is late if they arrived 5 minutes before. Like, no, Sway, that's ridiculous. I think that's ridiculous.
So what do you think the resolution should be from your side?
That's a good question. Shucks.
What do you think you should do? If it was up to you. If it was up completely up to you.
I would stick to still coming to work at 5 to 6. I don't see myself coming in any earlier unless I have to. But at the same time, it's just like, I think I'm also one of those people who's like, I like being seen as a professional. So don't look at me and be like, yeah, you always late. Like, I think that's the issue at hand. It's like, you're looking at me and you're like, yeah, but you're always late. When I'm like, nah, Sway, I got this.
Okay, so if I understand it correctly, you would want to come to work 5 minutes before as you do your job, do it well, and you want Mbilelo to not judge you or your professionalism because you're 5 minutes early, actually.
Yes, because he deems that as late. And
okay, so you want
that
him...
says a lot about me and whatnot. Like, that's, yeah.
Okay.
So you want him to judge you by the work output, not by the fact that you're arriving to work half an hour early or 5 minutes early. Judge me by the outcome, not by my time that I arrive at work.
Correct. Like, if he was judging me on the standard of work, then I'd be like, I get where you're coming from. Time? No. No way.
So what about Bulelo's side of this? He's been sitting there, but you can see he's chomping at the bit.
I don't have, I'm just putting a muzzle there. I know he's eager. He's waiting to come out. He's been preparing for this argument the whole week. So Bulelo, go.
I just, this time thing for me is, and I was trying to explain to Simpiwe, is for me, if you are late, you are showing me that you don't respect me. So, like, I said to Simpiwe, I'm glad you don't work for me. Like, luckily you don't work for me, because the argument of I'm 5 minutes early is I never want to hear, and I want to tell you right now, people that always say, I'm sorry, traffic, I don't want to hear it. Because you should don't be shocked that there's traffic. Like, I it's so disrespectful. And when you can't respect yourself, right? You can never respect me. You can never respect me. I don't care what you say. We are the things we do, not the things we say. So if you always leave things to the last minute, it shows me that you're willing to be disrespectful. That's what I see when I see people that are 5 minutes early. Because you can never be prepared for work, actually. Getting prepared to perform at a higher level, you need to get to work, sit down, have your coffee, and be ready to go. There's no way you can arrive 5 minutes before. So to me, and my father raised me, it's so disrespectful to not be ready to go on time. So I don't know any other way. And it's highly offensive to me, by the way.
Mbulela, has she ever been late? Has she ever been late before?
Yes. No, to me, on time is late. So, I don't know, like, if you're asking me.
Yeah, so I'm asking specifically in a contract, it says she should be at work at 6, right? Yeah. Has she ever pitched up at work after 6?
Yes. Inevitably, if you're going to leave it like that, inevitably it's going to happen. You get a burst tire, the gate doesn't work. Inevitably.
Those are things that, like, life happens, Mbulelo. It's not like this is my character where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm 5 minutes late for the show. No, I'm on time for work. I don't understand why you see that as me not, like, I don't understand.
I want to ask you, Simpiwe, have you been late to work?
Arriving after 6, yes, but it's not like I've done it like multiple times. It's been where, like, maybe my alarm didn't go off and I've actually had a burst tire when I was actually like driving to work and I couldn't make it on time. Mm. And I've communicated with the team to say, hey guys, this is what's happening. And like, you know, I've made sure that things are in place so that, you know, the show continues. And so it's not a everyday thing or every week thing. Like 95% of the time I'm at the office before 6 o'clock.
I suspect there is a difference in personal standard here between the two of them, and that they have non-overlapping areas of what they consider to be their own responsibilities. Like, Mbulelo is projecting what he thinks is appropriate for him onto Simpiwe, and she's kind of confused as to why she should have to comply with Mbulelo's internal regulations.
So Mbulelo, based on that, what makes you feel that the 30 minutes arriving before work is appropriate? Why not an hour? Why shouldn't she arrive there at 3 a.m. just to make sure that there's no traffic?
So for me, it's just about, again, she's referred there to life happens. The reason you should give yourself an hour is because life happens. So you shouldn't tell me life happens. I don't want to hear about that. I know life happens. That's why I give myself an hour. So to me, I guess it is an internal thing for me, because what it is for me is it's a good insight into the rest of you. Is immediately, if you can't keep time, I just see chaos. I know what the rest of the prism looks like. If I look a little bit deeper than you can't keep time, I know what the rest looks like. And then that scares me. Like, I have to work with you. Like, someday I may need you somewhere on time. Like, it's a deeply frightening thing for me to be around those types of people.
So, Mbulelo, let me ask you this. Are you able to change your judgment or perspective of the definition of, let's call it appropriateness or good work ethics? Are you able to compromise on that? In other words, if she arrived 5 minutes or 10 minutes before 6 o'clock, would you be able to judge that as it's still very appropriate and professional as long as the work is done? Are you able to do that?
No, because I hate outcomes-based thinking. I'm process-based. So for me, I never want to hear that one day of, oh, sorry, my alarm. Oh, sorry. I don't want to hear it. I'm all about get the process right. The outcome will take care of itself. And again, it's a respect thing. If you're outcomes-based, and now I need to know that, oh, if there's bad weather, this person hasn't given themselves the room to perform the same, I get anxious around those sorts of people. So absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, I've got a solution. Are you ready for this? Okay. Simpiwe, this is what you have to do. You have two choices. Number one, arrive earlier. That's option one. Arrive earlier, and the cost of that is that you might have to change your routine. You might have to change your habits. You might have to change your sleeping habits and your whatever it is that you were going to do during that morning. The cost of that is, again, you might have to change some things around, but you'll arrive early. And the benefit is that you'll have Umbulelo's professional respect. So the cost is the morning routine might have to change, and the benefit is Umbulelo might see you might. And I say might because it might not change anything, but he might see you as the professional that you want to be seen. Option two, arrive 5 minutes before, so don't change your habits, and the benefit is then you don't have to change much routine, but the cost is Mbulelo doesn't respect you on that professional level. But then my advice to you is really don't care. He's not the one that's judging you, or he's not the one that has really any consequential impact in your life. He's not the one that's paying your salary, and you just have to be and have an amicable relationship as a friend, but as a professional, you might have to agree to disagree, and that's up to you. You choose, but you can't have both. You can't arrive 5 minutes before and still expect him to respect you as a professional.
I'm curious before Simpiwe, because it's her decision, but I'm interested in psychologically why it became Simpiwe's decision. And I think it has something to do with that question you asked Mbulelo about how willing he is to adapt.
Exactly.
Right. And you identified like he's the concrete wall and Simpiwe must make a decision about that concrete wall. Is that what you did? Like just from a psychologist's
exactly
point
right.
of view?
Exactly right. Exactly right, Gareth. So I asked Mbulelo, how negotiable are you in terms of seeing her as a professional still arriving 5 minutes before work? And he says, that ain't happening. Mm. So I turned to Simpiwe and I said, Simpiwe, that's okay. That's okay. So you get the choice. Well done. You're the one that gets to choose. You have the power. So you choose either to come 5 minutes early and then not care about his professional opinion of you, or come in earlier and potentially have him respect you as a professional.
Amazing. Amazing. I love this. We've actually done some... this is live conflict resolution.
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
So look, my mind is blown.
You see, this is where I love... because we've spoken quite a lot about the theory and kind of what goes on and what people are thinking and all the rest of it. But here you see Dr. Hanan actually doing conflict resolution on the trot. So we want to have... If you have a similar situation at work... Or even in your professional, your personal relationships, rather, and you want to tell us about that, and we can do exactly what we've just done now. You can see it's not a threatening, horrible, nasty intervention that's going to embarrass anybody. We're genuinely going to try and find solutions, and we'll unpack whatever issue it is that you have with an arbitrator. You know, you've got Dr. Hananda. He hasn't got a dog in the fight, so he'll be as objective as it's possible to be. He wants you to solve problems, not develop more problems. If you like this, email us contact@cliffcentral.com. I'm not joking. Contact@cliffcentral.com. Let us know what your issue is. Find the other person, see if they'd be willing to do this, and let's sort the problem out for you. Dr. Hanan's going to charge a fortune for a normal intervention in the real world. He's going to do it here for you for free. So come on, join us. You want to say something?
Yeah, I'm still charging them for sure.
All right, I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Hanan. It is 7 o'clock.
Nice to see you guys.
Get moving with this one. But Simpiwe, you've got a choice to make and you'll let us know which decision you've made.
Yeah, I'll see what time I get to work tomorrow.
All right. Great. we'll know tomorrow morning.
And how much you care about it.
Yeah. All right. CliffCentral.com.